Out the wazoo.
Hey, ain't no like a good night out.
It's episode 167 of the podcast, Out the Wazoo. I'm here. It's your boy, King Slut. To my left, I got the Zenitar. And all the way to his left on the far end, holding it down for the goddamn squad. All the way from Tortuga, blowing his tuba. He got the cabbages in the back.
The Pirates in the Caribbean.
It's the Pirates in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. That's my boy, Captain Whackbeard Cunningham over there.
Don't forget the captain.
Put some respect on Captain Whackbeard. What's up, sir, boys? It's Halloween.
God damn.
It's spooky.
It's real spooky.
Real fucking spooky.
Should we turn the fucking lights
down? Our boy's back, too.
Turn that little light off on that side real quick and just tell them, let's see what it looks like. We might need to get a little more spooky up in here. Just set the mood. You twist that, yeah.
It's spooky.
Ooh, I like that. We can do that.
I'm glad you're back. You put some meat on your
homie.
Captain Whackbeard.
Cunningham. I'm glad you're back. You put some meat on your bones, but real worried about you last episode being all skinny and stuff.
Yeah,
your secret.
Well, I had pasta.
Okay.
When you guys saw me last week, I actually was going on a fasting.
Okay.
I had a...
No pasta.
I had an appointment, like a month or two back. Jake announced that they had to operate on me, and they couldn't do it in one day because they said my cock was too big.
Oh, okay.
They wanted to do it in one day, but they said they couldn't. Right? They said Rome wasn't built in one day. We can't take
your body is a temple.
Cock in one day.
They needed to get another operating table in for your cock.
Yeah.
There's one for your body and then one adjacent for your cock.
Yeah, table they used for your body was from a Polly Pocket set, right?
Yeah.
And then the table they used for your cock was a real life table they used in operating.
It was like it was somebody's dresser.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you get surgery on a milking table, I feel like.
Probably, yeah.
Your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Little Tykes, my first surgery.
You lay on your tummy, dude.
Yeah, I lay on my tummy, and they cut a hole out to fit my big schlong in, right, uh-huh. With my balls.
Through the floor, I heard. So that in the children's unit below, there's a unit hanging from the ceiling.
Now, who makes your surgery table? Milton Bradley or, Little Tykes or something?
No, Wee Man, actually.
Okay, Wee Man.
Wee Man?
Wee Man.
He's in the table business?
That D-list celebrity?
D-list celebrity.
D-list for sure. For sure.
Now, speaking of D-list, we're on a demon list because it's spooky season out here, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm kind of scared right now.
It's Halloween, baby.
It is demon time. And my demons aren't protected by angels.
Yeah, we out here.
All right.
We shining.
I like that.
That's just like a new thing I'm trying out.
Okay.
For people.
Right.
I just started doing that. Did you think it was cool?
It scared me.
It was okay. It was like
demons aren't protected by angels.
Mm. It was like that time you wanted to say my people to catch that on, but it didn't. It never caught on.
Yeah, a lot of shit I try doesn't really catch on, does it?
But
go ahead.
When we talk about stepping off the stool,
that was
that caught on.
Stepping off the stool was a good one.
Yeah.
What about the trampoline one? That was a good one.
What?
We said it back in the old studio, off bouncing off the trampoline or something like that.
I don't remember that one.
It must not have caught on.
I do remember beating them mothballs for real.
Yeah.
That was one.
And
fitting the description.
You fit the description. You came up with that.
Now, some of those things we do, it does fit into pop culture.
Yeah.
I feel like we started 10 toes down, did we not?
I think we did.
I think so. I mean, who else would?
E-40.
Duke Deuce would probably say something like that, too.
All those Memphis guys.
Down. The fuck?
West Side Gun. Do, 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 do. That's all 10 toes, my guy.
Speaking of, apple pie.
Yo, his eyes just turned on. What the heck?
Speaking of West Side Gun.
Yo.
He is dropping an album tonight.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Wait, he is?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Do you know what it's called?
HWH10.
Is it called Doot Doot Doot?
Now, you've heard of The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
This is Hitler Wears Hermes.
4? 10. Oh, well, I was real off.
What was the 4 from?
I don't know. I was thinking
4003.
4'11".
I was thinking it was after. I thought he only made 3. Hitler Wears Hermes 10.
Now, why Hitler?
So,
explain.
Hitler was a bad guy, right?
He was a bad guy, right?
He messed around a few times.
But.
He was influential.
He fucked around and he found out. That's what he did.
His fashion sense.
Hugo Boss.
Hugo did their thing. Right. That's who made his outfits and shit.
I think it was Hugo Boss. Yeah.
They made him some real tight, crisp line suits.
Those cute fry boots. Oh my god,
dude! Nazis were walking around real cute.
Actually, I'm not gonna tune in my German accent.
But being like a, you know, going, you know, walking up to someone's house to potentially kill their whole family, but doing it in
style.
In inch heels.
That's a flex.
That is some stylish inch real heels. Shit.
Dude, it's so funny because, like, even though they didn't really, they wore like platform boots, but like imagining them with like 6-inch stilettos on is kind of even funnier.
And their legs are just so good. Like, too.
They just want to act all hard.
Fishnets.
Yeah.
Yes, dude.
Like the trench coat's covering everything.
Like Patrick Starr.
Yeah.
But just on your way to kill an entire family of 8.
Hold on, I must tie my boots.
It's a shame.
They were cute with it, but West Side Gun recognizes that, I think, because Hitler Wears Hermes 10 is an ode to Hitler, maybe. We don't know. Maybe West Side Gun is a Nazi confirmed. Is he? Yes. Why do you think he is?
I believe he was in Inglorious Bastards, was he not?
West Side Gun was.
He was the Inglorious one.
West Side Gun was with fucking Brad Pitt.
No, West Side Gun was a sound effect for the tank they rode in that movie.
Shit, man.
It was Michael Fassbender's stunt double.
I fucking love that guy, Michael Fassbender, dude. He's dope.
I don't even know who that is, actually.
He's
from the Alien movies, the company who played the AI.
His mouth is like way bigger than it needs to be. He's got like more teeth than 32.
He's the AI that like they rip off his head and it's like...
Instead of asking for 3 beers, he said 3 beers and they caught on to him and they killed him because he was a fucking spy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then West Side Gun came down and said, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, I'd like... Yeah, yeah,
then
yeah,
Benny came down and said, put you come...
It's an... Yeah, you hear from upstairs.
Uh-oh. No. You hear upstairs.
That's more terrifying. It really is way more terrifying.
Can you imagine if you're all waiting down in the bar for that scene to pop off? You just hear... You just look and your beer has like little ripple effects. And all of a sudden, a Marnie Caesar is walking down the steps.
She's stuck, though.
And she has a Hugo Boss fucking outfit on.
That was a meme you made. It was Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And,
with Iggy.
With Iggy Azalea. Iggy. Like, dancing on the stage.
So big. Look, bottom half, 10. Upper half.
Yeah. Her body looked like Sunny Patch.
She got a Johnny Bravo body.
You ever seen that?
But reverse. She's a reverse Johnny Bravo.
You ever see that show?
No, she got a Johnny Bravo body.
Hang on, we're having two conversations. Okay. What?
It was on Nickelodeon. It was like a fucking Nick Jr. show. It was Mrs. Spider's Sunny Patch, whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the fucking fuck
white
that is.
Scary spider. That's what she looks like.
And the body, the abdomen is just so fucking thick. And then the she got like a skinny waist, big bank.
Do you even call that fucking childbearing hips? What is that even called?
Spider bearing hips, baby. that bitch got to have like 1,000 babies at
she
one time.
She got a Black Widow abdomen, dude.
Oh my god.
And then so it's a weird time, I think, to have an album called Hitler Wears Hermes.
Yeah.
With Kanye saying all this weird anti-Semitic shit. Do you think it has repercussions for West Side Gun?
No. Because this is number 10. You would think after the first
one. That's a really good point.
People would be like,
keep an eye out for this clown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like 10, it's like, okay, like everybody knows he's not talking about Adolf Hitler. You know,
in a good way.
In a good way. He's talking about how his fashion was supreme.
Well, it's literally a play off of The Devil Wears Prada. Yeah. Hitler Wears. So he's calling him the devil 10 times now.
Yeah.
Which that is probably the most pro-Jew thing you can do.
Yeah, and it's true.
So maybe West Side Gun is
and
for
Hermes
the Jews.
Is better than Hugo Boss, right?
Today, I'd say. I don't know what Hugo Boss really does these days. Besides maybe like some, you know, some strong male cologne.
His fucking grandchildren are just cashing in those checks. Yeah. That's what they're knowing.
The Hugo Boss, the Boss family. What a name, though. Boss.
Yeah.
And your kid is just playing Fortnite.
Yeah. Spending like all them V-Bucks.
The fall of an empire, really.
That's how the movie Gucci went, right?
House of Gucci.
Gucci's still doing pretty good.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure Hugo Boss is still doing pretty good.
I don't know. I don't know what Hugo Boss does these days. What are they making now?
Do they just make like, you know, clothing still? you know, just without the Nazi pins.
I haven't seen a single guy or like celebrity wearing Hugo Boss. You know what I mean? Like,
hey,
it's always
we're
like
all
Cartier
still driving BMWs,
shades.
Are we not?
Yeah, but that's not Hugo Boss. That's
they
just
built
Germans.
The fucking tanks for the Germans.
You think Hugo Boss built a tank for the Germans?
No, BMW. Did.
Yeah, BMW did. Yeah, BMW. Yeah.
And people are still driving
very
BMWs.
Dope.
That's
very
what
dope. Saying. They're doing very well.
Yeah.
Hugo Boss now. He might be the Armani Caesar of the fashion industry.
Okay.
No, that's Liberace, dude.
Did he have a clothing line, though? Liberace played piano. What are we talking about?
I don't know. We went off the rails, dude. It's Halloween, baby.
It's Halloween out here. Let's go down a list of music that's coming out tonight because it's real spooky tonight.
Yeah.
It's real scary hours.
Except for one of them. That's next week.
That's one. Yeah. Well, we'll just talk about some upcoming music, right?
Except for that one.
Upcoming music. Now, let's start off with the one that everyone's really excited about.
Drake.
Drake and 21 Savage announce. In a video for Jimmy Cooks that comes out, they announced at the end of that video, Her Loss.
Yeah.
Her Loss.
I mean, still just head over heels about this fucking bitch, you know?
Really tore up about this bitch.
Who is it, Millie Bobby Brown?
It's probably the same bitch that had the condom with the hot sauce in it.
No, it's Millie Bobby Brown, dude. She's onto another Stranger thing. She's not worried about
it. No, she's dating somebody.
Exactly.
Vecna.
True. Okay, I didn't put two and two together. Okay, maybe. Maybe he's
butthurt.
You
did it without knowing you did it,
Bobby Brown.
That's how smart you are.
Yeah. She's throwing her down.
Yeah,
which sucks. You know, feel real bad for Drake.
I feel bad for Bobby Brown. I mean,
she could have had Drake.
She could have been Scary Hours 3.
She could have been Views. If you're reading this, is too late.
He could have been running through the six with a whoa. Just one.
Just one whoa.
He could have. She could have been the new. What was his last album? No, the last
Scorpion.
Certified Lover Boy.
Certified Lover Girl, or I don't. Dude, okay, I dropped it.
Girls like girls, you know.
He's not being nice for what?
No, he's not. He's
definitely
got 100 bands.
Down for it either.
He's definitely got 10 God status, but it could have been 11 God.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's not really bringing the energy.
But was she the best he ever had?
Probably.
Or is he still going in?
Probably. He's got the key under the mat, so you know he's there.
And that key.
I guess that's the line. I
yeah, I'll be over there. I'll be over there. Shawty,
but it actually got
there.
Pushed back. It was supposed to drop tonight on the 28th, and it got pushed back till next week. And everybody's pretty hurt about it.
The producer, E40. 40.
Superfluous.
Edward 40 hands.
He always screams out 40. Shouts out 40. Why'd I say screams out? Hey, screams out my moms. Screams out my fam. He always shouts out 40 and Obie O'Brien, like I guess are two of his producers. 40 has multiple sclerosis, Make a Fire beats on his deathbed.
Right.
And now he has COVID. So they're real worried that he's not going to be able to finish the album.
That's lit.
But to think that they announced this shit like less than a week ago and then he gets COVID this week and now they can't finish the album, like you're telling me it wasn't done and you were going to put it out tonight?
Hey, man, Drake sent his verse to Sicko Mode the night before, so this motherfucker is on some bullshit.
He definitely is on some Sicko Mode right now.
40 is on Sicko Mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
going to be feeling the butterfly effect in a little bit.
Good.
Hopefully he'll still look alive next time we see him.
He's definitely got some Houston fornication happening.
Well, let's
right
see
now.
If there's 5% tint in his hearse, you know?
I think he's got some NC-17 up in this bitch.
At his funeral, he'll be stargazing.
Do you think there'll be coffee bean at the
reception? God damn, I was going to do that.
Stupid.
Travis made those songs. Why are we saying that?
I just went with it halfway in. I really thought that y'all had a purpose for that.
No.
I trusted you.
I am actually really excited, though, for Baby Keem's Deluxe.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's okay. So Drake and 21 push back to next week. Get well, 40. You know, prayers up for my homie from the 6. And then Baby Keem releases literally like an hour ago, announces the Melodic Blue Deluxe is coming out.
Yeah.
Top comment on that is Kendrick.
It's been a whole year.
Yeah. It was 2021.
It came out right before.
That's a hell of a long time.
Actually, I think it came out like a month before Certified Lover Boy.
I think you might
because
be right.
Because Donda and Certified Lover Boy came out about the same time.
Came out around the time that Cole dropped.
Donda dropped on a Sunday. You remember that?
I do, yeah.
And Certified Lover Boy dropped the Friday.
Kanye had been making bad decisions for a while.
Yeah.
But this Baby Keem thing, the top comment was Kendrick.
Yeah.
And Kendrick never does social media ever.
Yeah.
And he commented on Baby Keem's post and said something like, you could probably look it up, but he said, like, are we finally going to be able to hear something, something, like some song? Like, I guess a lot of people are excited for. It's like praise something.
Maybe it was a song that was cut due to it being too fire.
It could be. It very well could be. And I even have a TikTok tonight, the one that's up there right now. That's supposedly an unreleased Kendrick verse that was supposed to be included on Vent.
Are you sure it's not? God. Are you sure it's not an AI generated verse?
This time I don't think it is. It sounds more like a Kendrick delivery.
AI do be evolving though.
It's evolving rapidly.
It's level like 35 right
Have
now.
You seen some of the AI art coming out? Yeah. Remember what it was?
I used DALL-E 2. Do you ever use that?
I did. That I think that one might be the one that I use that still doesn't look that good.
No, it's really fucking
good. Is it good now?
Yeah.
But that's the thing, it's like maybe 2-3 months ago, I was sitting on my bed and I just writing shit like dogs fighting with swords.
Yeah.
And it would take like 2 minutes and then it would do like something kinda close
to
it.
You gotta like pick the art style, and the more specific you are, then the better it gets.
I didn't even have that feature.
So
when I did it.
So they were all like in beta testing, right? And what happened is that people were doing this, right? And then they were posting art online, like, say, Reddit. And people are getting, you know, all these karma points for art that they didn't make, but they're posting it. So there's actually now, like, a schism between, like, art Reddit posts. And it's like, if it's AI art, you have to dub it as AI art. Because people are taking credit for all this. And they're just typing something in. But DALL-E 2 is really popular. I think it's DOLLE 2. You just have to make you just have to make an account, and it's free. But when you make an account, like, you don't have to make an account to use it, right? But the quality's low.
Yeah.
If you make an account, it's free.
Of course.
You don't have to put a card in or nothing. But I think there's shit that you can pay for it to make it higher quality.
But you did that, right?
Dude,
didn't do that.
Did you ever like think to type in your address?
Oh,
like home address,
no,
and just
you.
Be like, dude, see what happens.
That would be pretty fucking trippy.
I think that'd be kind of terrifying.
It would be. People be typing in there all the time, like how the world ends.
Yeah,
like the last day on Earth.
Or people type in like how they would die.
Like the computer knows, like it's gonna source from The Sims 4. Be like, this is how
there
it
was
ends.
There was a post I saw that was like it was a video, right? The DALL-E 2 made like 1,000 pictures, right, in like an hour. And then the guy had it as like, you know, as like a time frame of the beginning of the end of the humans, right? Or like Earth. And it was a picture of like molten rock and lava and volcanoes. And then it like glassed over, and then it was trees, and then it was the dinosaurs. And in between the dinosaurs, there was like one or two people it generated, like in regular, like modern clothing. And then they like it went to the Triassic, then the whatever the fuck was after that. Cretaceous, and then it went to like all the things living in the ocean, and then it went to people in huts and cavemen and shit, and then it went to modern society, and then after that there was like a nuclear explosion, everything just fucking disappeared, it went back to cavemen, people beating each other with sticks, and then it was like the last like 30 seconds it was a person being like evolved into like a computer chip. It was kind of fucking trippy. It was really fucking trippy.
That's exactly what a computer would say, dude. He'd be like, well, it's crazy, but believe me, we're going to evolve into chips.
That's so ego. Trust me, bro. So you're saying computers are like egotistical.
Egotistical, dude.
So,
and they're kind of pedophiles, because how are they going to fuck on a microchip? You know what I'm saying? Like,
true.
He couldn't have evolved into a like fucking full-on PC.
Yeah.
So this Vent verse from Kendrick, the Baby Keem Deluxe.
Do you want to just listen to it real quick?
Let's check it in.
And then we'll go back to the music that's coming out. But here's what we got. This is supposedly unreleased on Vent.
Oh, it looks like it's going crazy.
Casino on my debit. Fuck your rhetoric, fuck your leverage. Ain't no evidence, pass go, motherfuck Confederate. Flags on the back of the medicine, distributed and peddled in ghettos. And fuck your heritage, fuck your brainwashed detergent. Internet urgent, time traveling purges, every man in virgin. Fuck chattering sermons, fuck your church propaganda. Only God knows the answer, we oblige in a copacetic manner. Camouflage like a sheep, so we slide through the cancer. Lies in deceit, vibe like a phantom. Dodging police and paramedic retreats. When the fuck y'all up for telling me your life was the one I want? Been selling me concepts ever since I swung from out of the pro tongue. Dedicated myself for recreation. I rest my case one.
So that means you get a beat switch.
That doesn't sound like it would be good enough to be a Baby Keem beat.
So
that might just be a placeholder beat.
I don't know. Okay, so what he was rapping about was fire. Like, it sounded good, but it also sounded AI generated.
No, dude, you're no. You're,
dude,
if I scrolled down and played the old AI generated one for you, you'd be able to hear instantly.
But what the fuck was that video?
Just something that they had on
hand.
Look
at the melodic blue picture just stamped in the middle.
If you could just look at, I don't know how true it is, right? I've never heard that Kendrick verse before. So yeah. It makes me go, oh, this is a new Kendrick verse. Maybe it got leaked. My thought being, if the verse leaks with no beat, someone puts a beat to it. I don't know why they wouldn't put the vent beat to it, but they didn't. They put some trash fucking synth beat, you know?
I don't know. It sounded good, but it didn't sound like how Kendrick raps.
I think it does. I think it sounds very like, it sounds very, not maybe not melt my eyes, but not melt my eyes, Mr. Morale, yeah. But maybe more damn style.
But why is he rapping. Going? Why is he reverting back to the
maybe
damn style?
Maybe it's really old, dude. I don't know. Let's listen one more time.
Casino on my debit. Fuck your rhetoric. Fuck your leverage. Ain't no evidence. Pass go, motherfuck Confederate. Flags on the back of the medicine. Distributed and peddled in ghettos. And fuck your heritage. Fuck your brainwashed detergent. Internet urgent. Time traveling purges. Every man in virgin. Fuck chattering sermons. Fuck your church propaganda. Only God knows the answer. We oblige in a copacetic manner. Camouflage like a sheep. So we slide through the cancer. Lies in the sea.
The only thing that does like throw me off is when his voice like goes into that weird like triple pitch,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, you know, how he does that with his voice to make it like sound like more enunciated.
And he did that a lot on Damn. That's why I think that.
I don't know.
That fuck your rhetoric.
I'm just going with my guts, baby. And you know they're out on the floor because it's spooky season.
Good, man.
You know?
I hope they get busted for you. You
thanks.
Know? Let's go back. Let's talk about a couple more albums. A couple more things I want to discuss, and we'll go back to the TikToks. Let's talk about...
Metro Boomin Wants Some More?
Metro Boomin Wants Some More with his new album, Heroes and Villains.
How about Metro Boomin Wants Some Gore?
If ooh, for Halloween?
Yeah.
I like it.
Metro Boomin like Wants it. Some Gore.
Yeah, real good. Yeah, real good. I actually like that a lot. This is like a... Supposedly was supposed to drop again tonight. Mm-hmm. Pushback.
This one was pushback two?
Yeah, it was. It was pushback two.
Like your hairline.
This one, yeah. No, this one was definitely a piece of shit. This one is pushed back.
Was a piece of shit.
That's slicked back.
This is slicked back. You think this is slicked back? This is pushback, dude. I was a piece of shit. I would know.
Oh, yeah. That is slicked back real nice. So Metro Boomin's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And he slicked back his album, I think a month, dude. I think it's in November now.
Oh,
or December now.
It was nowhere near ready then.
Well, he had, you know, Metro Boomin. He be booming, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't fuck with Metro, I don't trust you. What is that? How does that go?
Metro Boom. No, it's Metro Boomin Wants Some More.
No, that's the one. But the other one's like, if you don't fuck with Metro, I don't trust you. What is the future one, dude? Come on.
If you're Metro, don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you.
Thank you. So he has, you know, his beats.
And he...
His beats sound like that. So yeah, that's a sample. Yeah. And he had major sample clearance issues for this episode. So he had to push it back over a month to get samples clearance. Samples cleared, rather. So that's not coming for a while. So like almost everything that I was super excited about, not happening. Now, Rihanna, I don't know how much y'all care about this. Rihanna's dropping her first song in like 5+ years tonight.
Yeah. Is ASAP going to star in it?
I almost don't know.
Dude, her last song that she made, wasn't it like...
That's my bitch.
Wasn't it like... I'm scared of the monsters inside
no,
my
that's high
hand.
School, baby. That's like 8,
yeah,
nine,
but
10
Halloween,
ago.
Though, we're talking about monsters here.
It could have been. I'm going to go ahead and say
I'm just
what?
Saying.
What about Disturbia? What about Disturbia?
Disturbia. Dude, no, that's real.
Bangers.
Dude, that's when I still went to school with Brinker.
Dude, that was me moving
hips. And somebody took Brinker's phone and put the Disturbia ringtone on it. Not from Rihanna, but the one from the movie. And somebody called her with the number, and the ID came up as like a picture and
it's
the ringtone.
And
she started freaking out. It was on the bus. It was crazy.
Wow, that's a great middle school story.
Yeah.
Hey, now that we're all asleep from that story,
let's wake up, dude. Do you care about Rihanna's new song?
Yeah.
You'll listen to it?
Yeah.
You know what it's for?
Domestic violence.
Wakanda?
Oh.
Yes.
Forever.
Jesus
Christ. Does that mean, well, because.
What?
Because I said domestic violence.
Hurt what? Hurt.
You
oh,
went
yeah.
like this and you thought of domestic violence?
Well, this is how you defend yourself against Chris Breezy, baby. Yeah.
What? You don't learn the. You cover your face.
Right. She didn't, though.
She didn't learn.
We saw the pictures.
That Wakanda movie looks so sick.
It does, dude.
Looks honestly,
so you saw the trailer with like Humble or DNA on it from Kendrick?
No.
They did a whole trailer with. Remember how Get Out, the movie Get Out, remixed I Got Five on it and made it like real spooky, like perfectly contextual? Yeah. They did that with like DNA for Kendrick.
Give
dude, the trailer
chocolate.
Is nuts.
Give
we got to watch
give
it after
give
this episode.
Give
okay.
Me,
all right.
Give
yeah, that, this, the movie looks amazing. Now, RIP, big ups, scream out to Michael Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
You know, my man,
he
fought the good fight and then didn't
it
make it.
Was it 2 years ago?
Was his first name Michael?
I don't know.
Are you just saying
that?
I'm pretty
Michael
sure his name was Chadwick.
Chadwick Boseman.
I just whitewashed him. I named him Michael.
Oh.
He's Chadwick Boseman.
Dude, I showed Anna that movie, Black Panther, for the first time the other day.
Yeah.
She was like, this movie's fucking awesome. I said, yeah, dude. And then Killmonger took his shirt off and I went, pewing.
His skin like warts were crazy.
Oh, I wasn't talking about the skin warts,
they were
baby.
Warts,
I was talking about
dude.
My warts.
They were scars.
Dude,
they were warts.
Let's talk about it here. They were warts.
They're kill
okay?
tags.
He's a frog.
Dude was built, and I was ready
built
to pounce.
Built crazy,
dude.
And he had that fucking dope ass haircut where the fucking dreads just go on one side.
Hey, roids?
No.
Took a couple cycles.
Yeah, dude. Creed. He went Creed. To Killmonger, like back to back.
I'm just saying that dude was fucking built.
He was,
and I'm
he,
here
was
for
ripped.
It.
He was ripped.
I'm he was ripped. He was ripped.
I was
up.
Like, take your fucking shirt off.
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah. And I was like,
clutching.
Do you think anybody's brave enough to say that they didn't like Black Panther?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a couple people in Kentucky probably said that.
There's a lot of people with red hats who probably
I'm not saying
didn't
that
like
I don't
it that
like
much.
It. I'm just saying that, you know, everybody who likes it. It's kind of like, you know, if you do, it's like being a Republican in public, right? you don't really want to stress that in public unless you're really like down bad.
Hey, best soundtrack in a movie ever?
I know. Kendrick and,
that was.
What is SZA?
I mean,
SZA was on
Kendrick
it.
Executive produced the whole thing.
Almost won an Oscar for it.
Had all the stars.
Yeah. Isn't that where we got la di da di da?
Hits me with that bullshit.
Yeah, so, I mean, we got
somebody
some crazy
and
shit.
And you got the one with him and Travis.
Jim Towns.
Peanut butter inside.
Yeah.
Outside, cocaine white, but it looked like Jim Towns. Emotional.
Emotional.
Hard. And it came, so that came right after Damn, I think.
It did.
And he went back to back stupid.
He did. He really went stupid.
He went back to back stupid. Now, the real question is, do you think there was people who watched Black Panther and were like, I don't know about all that black shit, but it was a pretty good movie.
100%.
People who liked the movie but didn't like that it was black.
Yeah.
Like, they should make a White Panther.
Well,
you think there's somebody who said
that? There was a big controversy about Black Panther because Black Panther used to be like... African-American like activist group back in the fucking 1900s. And
60s.
They were like...
60s.
1900s.
60s, 70s, still around today.
Oh, he did say 1900s, but
he
when you say it like that, you sound like
it lasted,
fucking Captain
it lasted
Whack.
Decades.
Said like Industrial Revolution era. Like,
yeah, that's
era.
Like World War
No,
I.
That's saying like 19th century.
19th century is the 1800s.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I didn't
say
19th century.
You said
1900s.
But
yeah.
Like, that's crazy to say 1900s.
Well,
because
it lasted
it was
more than
the
just
60s.
The 60s.
But it was like only a few decades where it was prominent.
Yeah, but like...
And it definitely wasn't in the first part of the 1900s, so when you say 1900s...
Definitely was more around the Vietnam War
Okay, look,
area.
We'll say half of the 1900s.
Okay? The second half of the 1900s...
Let me meet you in the middle.
Black Panthers were going stupid, okay?
Powdered wig wearing ass, and you speaking like... The 1900s, you
I'm
gotta say, you know, the 20th century.
But how does this affect Rihanna's legacy? We're losing track. Of Rihanna making the
I
new
definitely
song.
Don't think she's dealing with the monsters that are under her bed.
No.
Yeah, she needs an umbrella for this one.
She's definitely looking at all of the lights.
Hey, man, sometimes you want your birthday cake and eat it too, you know?
God. She definitely desperado out here.
I love it. I love it when you eat it. That song goes hard.
All she's saying is, bitch, better get my money.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all she's saying.
That's very true.
Let's move on from... Oh, no. One more. Young Gravy.
Yes.
Boo.
Yes.
New album
No,
tonight.
Two more, dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. More importantly, less importantly, Young okay. Gravy. More yeah. importantly, Duke Deuce.
Yeah. Young Gravy is self-explained. He's dropping tomorrow, Marvelous, with the young Betty.
Baby No Money.
Baby No Money.
Young Betty.
Whatever.
Baby No Money and Gravy, I think.
Yeah.
It's called Marvelous. Mm-hmm. It is what it is, right? It's going to be some expensive-ass samples.
Sample over
some
heavy.
Pretty
fun.
Fire I cannot beats. Wait. I cannot it's wait for the samples.
Fun. Like, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Do you think we get another Ski Mask verse?
Yes.
Ooh, baby. I don't think I can take another Always Saucy.
I hope so.
I'm about to lock off. I'm about to nut off.
That's not his question. I'm thinking I'm a nut all.
About a nut all.
But yeah, more importantly, Duke.
What the fuck?
King of Memphis or whatever?
Memphis Massacre.
Memphis Massacre.
It's written right there.
Three, dude.
Well, whatever, dude.
Three.
I do it live, baby. Dude, I can't.
Am I getting better at it?
Yeah, you are getting better at it.
That was good, right?
Yeah. I remember I would do it like randomly throughout the show and you'd hate me for it.
Because you were good at it.
Yeah, I was good and I did it way too loud.
But it was a perfect volume.
Yeah.
And I would always do it. I sound like a Daffy Duck. Like,
yeah, yeah. Like a clown nose.
You know, like it just wouldn't sound
good. You sound like a clown nose.
I would sound like a clown nose. Or like Squidward breathing.
Cannot wait for Duke Deuce to pop
off. It's going
to
be hot. It's a nice night, dude. Mm-hmm. Nice, crisp.
Crunk Ain't Dead, too.
Oh, my God. Did y'all listen to his last album, Crunk Star?
Yeah, dude.
You would have been... Dude, I was getting sturdy to it just in the bathtub.
Dude,
you're valid?
I'm valid in the shower to Duke Deuce.
Dude, wait. If you can sturdy in the shower...
Like it's nothing.
Dude, come on.
And I dropped both bars of soap.
Where's the Grammy?
For me?
Yeah.
Ask Chris Rock. That was the Oscars. Never mind. Moving on. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay. Taylor Swift.
What about her?
Taylor Swift.
Fuck
hold
that
on. Before
bitch.
You start.
Number one.
Before you start, keep it.
Keep it.
You know how we say need it or keep it? Keep it.
I could care less. So I can give so many fucks less about Taylor Swift. Never cared for her, ever. I wish someone breaks her heart every year. Actually, no. I wish someone
she'll
would,
keep making music.
I want someone
if
to marry this
that.
Bitch. Someone please marry her so she can stop making music.
Dude, you got remember real saucy on the last episode about that female news reporter.
Oh, yeah.
I right. had to bleep it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You fucking...
Doesn't watch the episodes.
Hey, I don't like
watching. But you were saucy on the female
I went hard on
sports WNBA tapes.
Too.
And now you're going hard on... T-Swift. Let me just throw a number out
there. Hey, hold on. If I wanted you to sing, at least do it in the kitchen so I can get a meal out of it.
Good gravy.
Hey, you know how there's like... You
my
got,
solitude.
Hold on. He got
making some fucking apple pie.
Solitude. Hey, if you're going to fucking get saucy in your voice...
Yeah.
Put some extra sauce on my chicken. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You got to make chicken parmesan if you make a sauce, baby.
Fuck that bitch.
1.5 million copies sold.
Of her previous album?
Of this album.
Yeah, dude, I fucking rock with Taylor.
In a couple weeks. Maybe in 1 week.
I think between her, Nicki Minaj, and of course Armani Caesar.
X-Rays.
They are like the top selling female artists.
Are you insane? You think Armani Caesar is up there?
You are absolutely.
I mean, look at her X-rays.
Dude, Cunningham.
You're really Captain
Cunningham
right now.
Cunningham. You
come
need to
on,
dial
dude.
Yeah, hold on. It's Captain Cunningham. Give me some respect.
Okay, Captain Whackbeard Cunningham.
Okay.
There's no way you just said Armani Caesar over
her
like
next to Nicki
Cardi
Minaj.
B
her thighs
Megan Thee
look like two universal chicken bones, okay?
Chicken bones.
Universal?
Yeah, Universal Studios.
No, bro. She looks
the
like...
Chicken, the turkey legs that you get there, they look
she,
like...
She looked like a Ren Faire
like,
meal.
They look like something out of the Renaissance, man.
Dude, she's built like every Pixar mom
I go back
ever.
In time when I'm looking at them x-rays,
holy
dude.
Holy shit, dude. She is... fucking thick, but she is not she is not in the same realm as any of those other artists that you mentioned.
Well, okay, it was a joke, it was a bit, right?
Okay, it was a good bit.
Yeah, have you gotten down on the conspiracy rabbit hole?
Gone down on it.
Like gone down the rabbit hole.
Oh yeah, sorry.
He's like going down bad
celebrity
on
I'm reading flat earth theories just with two hands.
Like celebrity conspiracy theories that like it's just fame regenerated.
Doja Cat. There's a big thing around Doja
Hold
Cat.
Let me
right
get
now.
To this point.
Let him tell
it was like there's just pictures like Jay-Z and this dude from like back in like the 1800s looks just like him. I'm just saying.
That's so dumb.
He's doing the gritty in the fucking, in the white wig.
Yeah, let me get it could have been so much better, but they look the same.
I'm getting to a point
here. Oh my God.
Hey, geek.
Okay.
There's a thing. I have it on my phone. I should have sent it to you for the TikTok. We could have watched it. There's a conspiracy theory that Taylor Swift was an old singer from back in the 1910s and 1920s era.
1900s.
Just like rejuvenated now to this younger version of her. And it really made me think. It was like,
Was she like a vampire?
Maybe. Like Pharrell. Pharrell could be a vampire.
Dude, somebody on that Drake Be The Type subreddit said, Drake the type of goofy historian.
Dude, that subreddit is popping off right now.
It's going hard right now. It's actually hard. Having a great revival.
Yeah.
It said, Drake the type of goofy historian to have a bunch of relatives dating back hundreds of years that look just like him wearing different costumes.
Dude, the subreddit, that subreddit, Drake be the type, is going off right now.
Someone drew him as a fucking Scooby-Doo character in the air smelling pie. The steam was in the air. And
read some of like the top of them real quick. Okay. Get your phone out for me. I want to read a few of them because they've been really, really hot.
I did post one a while ago and it got a lot of likes.
Well, I don't want to hear that one.
All right, hold on.
Goofy ass.
Drake the type of goofy
I said, I said Drake the type to ask for breakfast in bed. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Move on with the next
one. Okay.
Slam. King of the slams.
Drake the type, and then it's just a screenshot picture. It's a message. It says, "Hey, thanks for accepting my request. I like you. Be my girlfriend." The girlfriend says, "I'm 14." The guy responds, "Oh, about like a
couple years later."
Yeah, 4 years later, he texts in the same Tinder chat, "Hey, so you 18 now?"
Just read the ones with the titles.
Drake the type to go to the gym and only do jumping jacks.
Go to top.
What top?
Okay. What are you on? Like some fucking news?
It's hot posts. It's hot posts.
I need the top. Top. Right, top of this month.
Right, top this month?
Give me we're running long now. I was hoping this
would be. I got you. Drake the type of ignoramus to sit in a giant pot of stew thinking it's a bath while a nefarious evildoer chops carrots into it.
Nefarious evildoer. It's Bugs Bunny, bro.
Ignoramus, though. Who be calling people ignoramus?
Go down. Do the next one.
This is good. This is good. That's the one, dude. Drake the type of hereditary hooligan to have ancestors that looked exactly like him but wore different costumes depending on the time period. It's Drake in a fucking caveman suit, and then he's in some fucking 1700s ass shit, looking like Christopher Columbus.
Hereditary.
That's what I'm saying, dog.
And then Drake the type to use one of these when he goes bowling. Not that far, actually. Drake the type of motherfucker to daydream about himself kissing his crush, then in reality kissing something awkward like a cereal box. Oh, shit.
Hereditary.
I knew it was something goofy like that, dude.
Drake the type of foolhardy gentleman to accidentally swallow an object and have it appear exaggeratedly in his throat. Like Squidward when he had the fork.
He called him a foolhardy gentleman.
I will have to say this, though.
I'm on crying.
We talk, like, all those Drake memes exist, but he was on Instagram. Remember, he was getting his hair done?
Yeah.
And he was like, Drake be the type. He was living in the meme.
He's
like,
so funny, dude.
So at least he was able to fucking live up to it.
He's so funny.
Hilarious, man.
Drake the type to mix up, you got me fucked up with newsflash, buddy. Oh, fuck.
Dude, the fucking nefarious
evil duet.
Hereditary hooligan, though. Let's watch a couple more TikToks.
What about Kanye?
And then, well, do you want to talk about Kanye?
Should we give
him a platform?
Let's just say what we got to say and then move on. No evil duet shit. All right,
go ahead. Go off on Kanye. We talked a little bit about it last week.
Well, first off, Kanye's got a beard now, and it's looking hella ratchet.
It's so patchy.
And he went on Tucker Carlson, second red flag.
Carlson.
True. And he's going off the walls. He lost his, you know, sponsorship with Adidas just about a day ago,
so
I think.
That's Yeezy.
Yeah, that's Yeezy.
And by the way, no, Yeezy the shoe.
Huh? Oh, he lost his. Okay,
he lost Yeezy.
I thought you were calling him Yeezy.
He lost the distribution to Yeezy. Yeah. Yeezy, I think, still belongs to Kanye. Yeah. But this is in your conspiracy theory realm. I'm going in two hands deep.
Okay.
People are thinking that Kanye did this on purpose to get rid of Adidas.
Okay, I mean that's some conspiracy theory shit. Okay, that's some shit.
This is the theory though, right here. Listen to me. It's that he wants ownership and distribution, and he wants to do Yeezys by himself. He doesn't want Adidas' name on Yeezy. He wants Yeezy to be Yeezy. Which, in a way, there's something about that, right?
$400 $800
I mean, they're going to have to be more expensive now because he just went from over $2 billion in net worth to $400 million. And that's money out of his pocket that has to go towards making these shoes, unless he goes on Shark Tank and he's like, I have an incredible idea. Look at these shoes. And the guy who owns FUBU says something, you know, like, these are some nice shoes. And then Kevin O'Leary,
Mark
Cuban are both like, let me try these on. These are very comfortable.
No, I think he's off his bloody rocker, dude.
I just like how he said that Adidas can't fire or can't let me go. They can't let me go.
And he said did. For anti-Semitism in that sentence. He's like, they even if I'm anti-Semitic and I make anti-Semitic statements, they can't let me go. And then it cut to that other lady, like,
I don't
Adidas
know.
And lets then, go of Kanye and then over anti-Semitic statements.
The thing he said about George Floyd, big shake my head. And then
that's a big goofy him, goober right there.
And then him wearing the White Lives Matter too, big no-no. Mm-mm.
Candace Owens had a pretty scandalous take on George Floyd.
In her documentary,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she was saying that... he died of a fentanyl overdose.
Yeah.
And not police brutality.
And then also at the same time, Andrew Schultz actually made a pretty good point on his Flagrant podcast. But they're saying they said he had a lethal amount of fentanyl in his system. But like, how can you declare someone has a lethal amount? You know, people go to these festivals and do drugs and could be lethal to anybody. But they seem to just walk around and go from show to show.
I mean,
who's to say he wasn't able to just... Take that in, leave out the fact that he had a large heart. I can't remember the medical term for it. And maybe the fact that someone was kneeling down on his fucking neck made it hard for his heart to pump blood into his lungs to get the proper oxygen he needed.
That's what still gets me is that it doesn't matter what you even say at this point.
The media
there's still
give
a
you
video
anything.
Of Derek Chauvin kneeling on his neck.
Oh, yeah,
I wasn't.
I wasn't justifying that.
Not.
I'm just saying.
I'm
like,
literally saying what you're saying.
Someone is trying to say that. Oh, he just died because he was a drug addict. It's like, really,
yeah.
Bitch? Really?
I mean, even if he died of a heart attack, it's like, there's still a video of a cop kneeling on his neck.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter
face
what he died
down,
from.
Too, mm-hmm. Not to mention, he's
it
fucking
it doesn't matter
like,
what he died
here.
From.
Face down, ass up.
Not going there.
Let you take that one.
But I'm just, well, okay, so the fentanyl thing, right?
Yeah.
Any amount of fentanyl is a lethal amount.
It's 3 micrograms, I think.
And besides, people... don't purposely take fentanyl unless they want to die. It didn't look like he wanted to die. And it was probably laced, you know, whatever. I mean, he probably just smoked weed or some bullshit.
But if there's video and evidence of cops touching fentanyl and ODing from touching, getting absorbing through their skin and their sweat.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, that's like next level shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whether he is a drug user or not, I don't think matters.
It doesn't matter.
Whether he had drugs on him and didn't want to get caught with them, so he fucking swallowed them, doesn't matter. If he fucking had an allergy attack to the asphalt pavement, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's still a cop, a video of a cop with his hands in his pockets, kneeling on his neck for whatever, 9 minutes or whatever it was.
Eight minutes and like 27
seconds.
And
when Tucker Carlson asked him about that, he pretty much summed it up as a saying, all lives matter. It's like, then what are you doing wearing a shirt that says white lives matter? If your point to get across is that all lives definitely do matter, then why are you wearing a white lives matter shirt? You're not answering the question. He's skating around it and he's making some...
I think he's just trying to be
theory,
as controversial as possible.
And that's what I think, too. I think he's trying to be as controversial as he can be.
He's trying to get everybody to talk about him right now.
I think he... Exactly. And I don't want to keep falling for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We've already spent 10 minutes talking about it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how can you be mad? It's like somebody just, I heard that T Grizzly just say this on a podcast.
You know what? Fuck T Grizzly.
Dude, First Day Out was a classic. You fucking watch your mouth. T Grizzly just said that you can't, if you're mad at the goofy motherfucker because he's being goofy, you're the bitch.
Right.
How are you going to be mad at a goofy guy for being goofy? How are you going to be mad at an asshole for being an asshole? You should have expected them to be an asshole. You're the asshole for walking in there thinking they were going to change for you. That's how you're the asshole. Mm. So I know Kanye's an asshole. I know Kanye has a God complex. I know Kanye's an attention whore. So why would I treat him any different? Why would I ever be surprised if he's anything but that?
Because we want college dropout too.
We're never getting it, bro. We're not getting it now. Hey, you know, he's definitely losing a lot of power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say so. He's definitely not getting stronger from this. Well, he actually probably will be getting stronger.
I bet
him and his boys aren't going to Paris anymore.
I just know that Kim was a gold digger. That's for sure.
Yeah. He definitely is trying to find Jesus. This is walk.
Yeah, he's bound to find it.
Yeah, he's, you know, some might say he's cold-hearted now.
He's turning into a black skinhead.
I'd say his father definitely stretched his hands to get him this far in life.
This definitely isn't one of his highlights.
No.
Nope.
They're throwing him to the wolves.
Jesus walked.
All I can say is, scoopity whoop.
Yeah, lift yourself up.
Praise God, brother. Yeah. That was a good one. Hey, that was a good one, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Should we watch a couple TikToks?
After our break.
Okay. I actually like that. And we're back to watch some hip-hop and rap-related Out the Wazoo TikToks. I'm your host, King Slut, here with the Zenitar and Captain Whackbeard Cunningham Jr.
You guys realize it's episode 167, right?
Yeah, I changed that. I said 167 at the beginning.
Okay.
Now, Ryan's dad's name was not Captain Whackbeard Cunningham.
No.
They just call him Junior.
They just call him Junior.
Let's watch a couple TikToks, shall we? We got a few here we can bust into.
My boy in here getting fitted for my wedding. You know what I mean?
Is this a Junior?
I'm talking about, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna be a little slimmer by then, though. A little bit slimmer. I lose some of this. Yeah. 188 down though.
Yeah.
All right, you want to take this on back, try.
Look at that. That shit wouldn't even fit my niece.
That's a Build-A-Bear outfit. Hey, yo. Ain't even for a baby.
Hey, yo. Hey, I like his ayo.
That's a good ayo.
My boy in here getting fitted for now, my wedding.
Why is he speaking like he's like on the verge of fitted. Crying?
I don't know.
Because he knows it's coming.
Now, I'm not going to be the bearer of bad news. I want to have a good reaction while watching it, but that video is old.
It is old.
Yeah, but it's funny, dude.
It
reminds me of me, right?
But you wouldn't even fall for that, I don't think.
I mean, the guy who was measuring him definitely played along really well.
He did. But like that guy.
Yeah.
Like that guy, there's a thing about that guy.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
look
yeah.
at him.
Yeah.
Like look at the shirt he's wearing. He's wearing a deep V, too tight black T-shirt tucked into his jeans.
What
like,
do you think his height is?
That guy's a little man. That guy's like five.
Dude, he's not 5'5", dude. 5'5". I'm like 5'7".
That guy's like 5'2", bro.
Dude, no. That guy looks like he's like 4'10".
No, dude. No way.
4'10".
4'10".
Y'all would be real mad if he's 6'3".
And he's in Iceland and all those other guys are big as shit.
Holy shit.
Look, he got a crooked ass hat on.
Yeah, he got, what's that kind
of
hat on?
He got like semi-transition glasses on.
He's got a V-neck.
That guy is sick as fuck. Like, he's always in a good ass mood, but he's sad as fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. On the low, he's real sad.
He's sad all the time, but he's such a good friend.
No one know that.
No, he doesn't. Until you hang out real late one night.
He's like the type of guy that would probably commit suicide like midlife.
No.
You would never expect.
I don't think so. This is the type of guy that's old as shit volunteering at church or like the elementary school into his old days, never a stain on his reputation.
Nah, man. None of those sad people live that long.
But maybe he finds happiness.
But we've already established that he's a sad guy.
But
right?
Sad people can get happy.
Yeah.
What are you saying here?
I'm just saying, there's no hope. I don't think there's any hope, boy. Dude. I don't think there's hope, dude.
But look how hard he laughed.
It's definitely
at the
not
joke.
His wedding, right?
He said, "Hey yo."
We all can assume that
was a painful AO.
It's not his wedding.
I want to listen to the AO again because that's like an AO from somebody who doesn't really think it's that funny. Like he's doing that for the camera. Yeah, you might be right about this.
He's going into the Tebow, move. Like he's like going down, like really thinking about it. You know,
he's a funny dude though too, because you saw in the video when he, as soon as his boy turns to him, he starts like touching his belly and she's like, "I'm a little big right now." Yeah. Like you know they're about to start geeking no matter what.
I'm gonna be a little slimmer by then though.
Like that's a funny dude. No, he's not that sad, bro. He's not that sad.
Are you sure?
He might be a little sad.
Yeah, I think he's a little
But he's going to find himself a tall queen to scoop, to give him uppies.
Get
straight
uppies.
Up stallion.
He needs uppies. Some uppies.
He needs uppies.
Uppies? Uppies? Let's all go right, to another
next
one.
Next TikTok. Damn.
What's on her shoulder?
Did she throw up? Dude, that fucking whistle is like cartoonish, dude.
Was that the whole
thing? I like that.
That was the whole thing.
That was it?
Yeah.
Just the whistle. That was the whole thing.
The cartoon whistle. That was the selling point.
That was a real Tom and Jerry ass whistle.
You know, this is at like 2 a.m. and she didn't want to wake her parents up. And she didn't want to get her ass beat.
Wait, what did you say?
You did not. You did.
I did.
You did.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, God.
Xenitar. Main game.
Oh, my God, dog. Oh, my God, bro.
You'll just have to watch the episode, and you'll have to go back and see what I said.
He won't.
I won't.
Damn.
Have y'all ever waxed your armpit?
No.
Anything on
Hell
your body?
Hell no. Wax? No.
Never waxed anything on your body?
No, never waxed.
Neither have I.
I've done the mistake of shaving my butthole, but I just trim it.
What did he say?
We've all been there, brother. We've all been there.
What was that?
What did he say?
Was that from something?
Yeah.
Well, I have shaved my ass before, and like maybe 3 or 4 days after, the stubble starts to come back. And I could just feel my cheeks just rubbing together, just making flint and just making sparks back there.
You do got an ass like Patrick Starr.
Ass thick star, dude. That's you.
But you've plucked nose hairs and shit before?
No.
No?
I do.
You have.
I get spider
How
legs.
Have you not?
I don't pluck nose hairs.
You've never like had a long one?
In my nose? No. I mustache.
Your nose hairs don't get long?
No.
What is up with these Italian genetics?
Dude, we got hair on all the right spots.
But not in the nose?
I've seen some
Italian grandparents, dude, and they're looking real bushy in the
nasal
region.
Yeah, but I'm half Italian, half Irish. So
like everybody in this room, probably.
And but everybody like I'm, on the East Coast
I've,
of America.
But truthfully, I've never plucked my nose.
Have you ever like pulled a hair out of your beard?
Yeah, and my mustache.
Have you ever caught one that's like connected to a nerve?
Yeah.
And you pull it and you can feel it like in the back of your fucking head. You ever felt that?
I get them especially on my mustache.
Yeah, dude. Right on
my
like,
mustache.
Right
like
where the
here
near the nose.
Or here.
Ooh.
You instantly tear up and you're like,
have you
Mama.
Does that relate to you though? Like when you pull on it? When you pull on it, you feel it in the back of your head.
Yeah, yeah. Dude,
it's fucked up.
My occipital lobes hurt when I plucked them.
Yeah. I've never done any waxing though. I would. I just don't believe it hurts that bad.
I've seen a video on Instagram, and it was this woman who was waxing her boyfriend's like taint, and she was like ripping it, and it was like when it wasn't coming off, she wasn't doing it like quick enough. Oh, dude, it just sounded painful.
Let's do
you
that
just
for
saw
my bachelor
you just,
party.
You just saw his diaper changing position with his legs up,
his nuts too, all that shit.
Not the nuts.
God,
not the nuts.
I'd have to hold them real tight.
I would at least want two separate strips so they don't touch my my ravioli stream in my taint, dude. The little crimp, dude.
The crimp.
I can't have that touched, man. I cannot have that touched.
Oh shit. All right.
New TikTok.
New TikTok. All right. Let's go to St. John here.
Are you a big weenie?
A big weenie.
Fan of Halloween?
St. Antonio Brown.
You like giving free candy to little kids?
Nope. Don't.
Don't you think that's maybe what's wrong with our country? All these kids with no jobs walking around wanting free handouts?
Mm-hmm.
I personally prefer Christmas. At least Santa makes you work for it.
What did Santa make you work for?
Hmm? I never got coal. Only 1 year. I think it was an accident, honestly.
Yeah?
That's facts.
What was your Santa's name?
Santa Claus.
Mister?
I don't see gender, so I don't know what you're trying to get me into, but I don't see it.
My Santa was black and we didn't have no chimneys in the crib, so he did regular males.
Are you a big weenie?
Damn. He said no chimneys in the crib, so they got it by mail? That's some hood shit.
Santa just dropping gifts off of your front door?
Seriously, though, how, like, white people suburbia is that? Like, Santa comes down your chimney, but...
Something that not many people have?
Not many people have chimneys or fireplaces.
Santa visits you on your yacht and drops the gifts in the back of the yacht.
Dude, it's something so outlandish. Santa comes up in your pool drain.
Yeah. On this episode of Yacht Billionaires, Santa Claus...
Dude,
I'm done.
You've been done. Let's watch a couple more.
All right.
I was kind of hoping you'd chime in with your accent, but you didn't.
Gordon. I tried. I don't know. The Caleb Presley stuff is funny, but out of context, that wasn't that funny.
I thought it was funny.
St. John is kind of funny.
It wasn't like roaring laughing.
Not roaring.
No, I wasn't roaring.
Nothing makes you roar, though, anymore, you know? Like,
well...
Ripping and roaring type shit, except for like
I'd be ripping and roaring.
Some of the most stupid memes, bro. Like it changed.
Oh, they get me all
my
the
brain is how I roar is watching those.
Yeah.
Let's watch Harry Mack. So, you know that podcast I listen to, Dissect?
Yeah.
They commented on Harry Mack's Twitch stream while he was freestyling, because you know Harry Mack does this. And they challenged him with a $10 tip to dissect his own bars while he's rapping. So he's freestyling while dissecting his own freestyle. That's what this is.
I challenged Harry Mack to dissect his own bars as he freestyled them in real time. Check it out.
Let me go and wipe my sweat. Yeah, other rappers know I press up major threat. Now that there was okay, not multisyllabic. Wipe the sweat, major threat, still the people feeling it. Now what you just heard was a rhyme inside a rhyme, where the main rhyme happens at the end each time. But inside of that you squeeze another one to get them amped, bro. Matter of fact, let me give you a new example. Like, they love the way that I wreck. Open up, I'm dope as fuck, and that's the way I dissect. Or they love to see the God smash. They supporting me, recording me like it's a podcast. Now that there is pretty damn crazy, but what's more crazy is a scheme that's AB. Did you notice at the punchline I wanna say AB? So first I say crazy. Okay, don't be lazy. See, that's the way it's analyzed every time I rip it. Set up punchline, cause I wanna talk to y'all about triplets. Triplets is a whole nother rhythm, the one that I'm using right now. Now triplets can be fun, but don't be abusing the style. Cause if you be using the triplets all of the time, you're going too fast. And people be knowing that they can't comprehend it, cause it leaves them gas. Now that there was a slight mistake, I had to recover and not skirt on the brakes. So what we use in there is a technique called commitment. Cause even if you fall out of pocket, just keep spitting. What? By the way, I know this, he's so fucking good.
Jesus Christ.
Like the kind of guy who just, it must just be how he thinks.
It's gotta be. He's the type of guy to be thinking, getting up in the day, right? Because he's got no job, right?
That's his job.
No, I know. He doesn't have a job.
He's just right off the bat trying to smoke out Harry.
He doesn't have a good... I mean, he doesn't get health care from this, right?
Sure.
Okay?
Okay.
So, like, his day-to-day, he wakes up, brushing his teeth. He's like, all right, how can I rhyme me brushing my teeth and busting a skeet? Right?
Busting
I just did that.
Cheek.
I just did
know
that.
You're going to do that.
Right? Taking a shower, jerking off for an hour. You know what I mean? Then he lights a blunt with some purple flower.
Yeah,
okay?
He's definitely a nefarious evildoer for
he
sure.
He is an evildoer. But I'm saying, like, he's going to be the guy who the entire day is thinking about how everything he's doing, how it's going to wrap.
I think it'd be really hard to have a conversation with him about anything. Like, yeah. Harry, it's been really tough for me recently. Like, my dad is on the failing end of cancer. And he's like, your boy's got cancer, and I've got the answer. Like, he would just be coming at you with bars about real depressing
drop
shit.
Drop a beat.
Some random guy. Some random guy.
Okay, so what you're saying is that your dad had cancer. I don't care, man. I really got the answers. Like, maybe he'll be bald day soon. That's cool, because you still a goon. He's just like...
just barring him up about his dad's
conditions. I'm
going
to need you to get the fuck out of here.
You think he thinks faster than normal people? Like, just no. processes information faster?
I don't think faster. I think he just knows what to process.
It is a practice thing.
You have to... the whole thing about freestyling is thinking about what you want to say, right? And how is it going to rhyme? Yeah, and I fucked that up, right? And that was a mistake.
Right, you sounded
like...
And
then like I said, skirt on right. the brakes.
You sounded like a banjo, though.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I think he just... It's like anything else. It's a hobby. He's gotten really good at it because he practices it every day. He's just really good at thinking about the right stuff. I know when I try and freestyle, I lose my train of thought. I get distracted. You know,
he's got to be honed in.
He's honed in.
You know, like when you freestyle and a word comes up.
It's just practice and practice.
So when you freestyle a word, you say a word like shit. In your brain, you have like a list of words that you could use right the next bar that's going to be default to you. Yeah. Like words that come with no effort.
Especially me, yeah.
Spit, lit. Crit, like you'll just say, there's just words that come to you instantly. Mm-hmm. That list is only so big, and I feel like he commits a lot of time to like expanding that list,
yeah,
so that no matter what the context is, he doesn't have to worry about having a word ready.
Yeah,
his brain is like auto loading the holster right. with words he could use.
Mm-hmm.
And since his vocabulary is crazy, you know that motherfucker got an A+ in ninth grade vocab.
Probably, yeah.
He's got vocab books at his house right now.
I remember, I know especially with, like, Logic, it always sounded like he would rap the same, like, 100 words.
Yeah, he would.
And after a while, you could tell that his vocabulary was awesome, but it was limited because he was always, like, rapping... The same words.
I spit it, I know what I flow when I'm going up. And just always just hit like that cadence.
And but like with Harry Mack, man, it sounds like he can just, you know, it sounds like he's rapped every word with every other word.
Yep.
So he's already made something similar to that before. So it's like easy for him. And he knows what to think about.
He's like writing incantations.
Yeah.
He's not freestyling.
No.
He's summoning.
He's definitely a witch because it is spooky season.
It is spooky season.
On to that next TikTok.
This is a Mike Dimes TikTok. Ooh. We all love Mike Dimes. Mike Dimes drunk. That's kind of what I'm lending tree. Drunk freestyle.
Lending tree.
Nigga.
What is this?
I ain't cap when I say this. All I hear is motherfucking crickets.
Hey.
Spin on that block like it's a fish. Yeah, y'all mean money up in this pocket, little baby. Why you fucking with a mission?
I like the crickets in the background. Like, because they're outside.
Yeah.
It kind of like plays on with the beat.
All I hear is crickets.
You made a beat a long time ago called Crickets.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
that?
I did, dude. I
you
probably
had
still
crickets
have it on
chirping,
my phone somewhere.
And then you made a beat on it. And it was fire.
You think I thought it was going to be say ass,
No,
dude.
No, it wasn't ass,
I thought
ass,
my old
dude.
Beats were trash.
Garbage.
Y'all all used to trash
it was
on
like,
my beats. How you gonna speak cricket and just not address it?
What?
You just speak cricket?
My boy's been speaking cricket
chill,
the whole time.
Chill, simmer down. I'm just saying the beat was fire.
Mike Dimes is pretty good, huh?
I like Mike Dimes. He's got a good voice.
Let's go out on one last video. This is called Caught My Bro and His Friends Making This.
All right.
My little bro.
I've been killing, driving. I swear to God, my love, put it on me. Sitting on that white heart, sitting on that lane. Baby, you're a dime I need to see.
Damn.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Pause that shit. That guy was kind of fire.
That kid was kind of fire. Lil Bro.
Lil Bro was making something in the
Good
lab.
Good Lord. But he, okay,
You ain't got time for a pipe.
I did want to mention this and him rapping the part about having lean.
Sipping on that waka.
Yeah, the waka or whatever. So that was fire. But have you guys heard of the new song Poland by what's his name?
Yeah, Yachty. We addressed
Lil Yachty.
Alex last and I episode. Covered this last episode.
You don't watch the episode.
No, I did. I just must have skipped over that part, right? Because I wasn't in it. The part where he says walk, it's also W O K, right? And where he's like walk, that the part where he goes from that flat tone to like up.
I'm gonna stop you.
Go to episode 166 and watch us dissect.
Because I mean, this is literally what we talked about.
Oh, really?
There's something last hidden episode. In Lil Yachty's pulling.
Yeah.
This is what we covered exactly. Yeah. The appoggiatura.
The song centers on the homophone here, so I didn't walk, watch it. Referring to both walking and you walk need hard to be on your ship. A staple ingredient in lean. Yachty stretches out the word over two notes with wobbly autotune, as if to signify his long walk to Poland is wobbly from the walk.
It's funny that I don't have TikTok, but I did see this video.
This first note is dissonant with a chord that it's sung over, but ultimately resolves up to a consonant note when Yachty completes
I didn't
the
edit
word.
This one.
In music theory, this is what's called an appoggiatura.
You're irrelevant.
You said you edited. You owe me $20.
He edited 165.
He did 166.
I did 166.
Because I was having issues.
You can tell the difference in quality, can't you?
No, actually. It's actually poor quality.
Get out of here. Thank you for listening to the podcast. It's been a great episode, 167. Look, hey, hit us up on Instagram. We're giving away a fucking Denzel Curry limited edition Melt My Eyes, See Your Future, Smokey Press vinyl.
I'm getting a call. Wait, we can go lower? Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. We can go lower, guys.
How do you go lower than free?
You can't.
Negative free.
This, we will pay you to have this album. That's how much this costs.
You name a price and we'll pay it and ship it to you.
Chill out. That's not the terms, but we will include money with this.
I got a blank check.
Look, I got his bank account, okay?
Right, because you need it, though, because you don't have a checkbook. So we're giving this away. Find us on Instagram. Go comment on the post. Share it to your story. You
and
could win this.
Tag three friends.
Yes. Look at the post. I'll tell you exactly what to do. You could win this. We will mail this to you if you win. We're going to do a live drawing on episode 170.
But if you tag us,
don't
you're
fucking
out.
Tag us.
Yeah,
tag
you can't
friends
tag us.
So we
well,
can
don't
spread
tell them not
the
to
love.
Tag us because that's who they're going to tag.
We want
to
spread
tag three
the love.
Of your
we
want to other friends.
Spread
that's
Wazoo
the rule.
Out.
That's the rule. If you tag the three amigos from the podcast, you don't enter
you're
the
out.
Podcast.
Hey. Yeah.
You don't enter the podcast or the sweepstakes. So go ahead, hit that up. Hit up all of our old episodes. Go look at our old interviews with our boy Kai Ali, Kai 45, K Ron. We're going to be doing some more of these coming up. We've got some other artists that we're going to connect with on this podcast. So things are going up and up and up, dude. It's never going down, bro. I'm basically in a hot air
balloon
up here.
It's Halloween season. We are going down.
Yeah. Happy Halloween, boys.
We're going down bad.
Happy Halloween. I hope you guys have a good one. We'll talk to you guys fucking next time. See ya.